Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology, where three astrologers gather on the phone and take calls from you, our listeners. We discuss the heavens above and what's going on in them, how to use the energy productively, and we hopefully offer you some good guidance on how to interpret that energy and apply it to your life. So that's our job here at Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm talking to you tonight from the big red desk, and my phone got fixed today. Harold, the copper guy, came and fixed my phone. It's been out since September 10th. So I am, like, totally thrilled to have a phone again and not have people go, you know, you're fading in and out. I'm like, because it's on my goddamn cell phone. I have my landline again, copper.
Wonderful.
Love copper. It's Venus ruled. So at any rate, it got back. I'm so happy. So, and I'm joined by my friend, Heather.
This is Heather Rowan Robin speaking to you from Ronan, Montana tonight. And it is foggy and overcast here. It's snow on the mountains and kids in costume roaming the streets.
Yes, kids in costumes roaming the street here is in New York. It's like very fun. I went out to dinner with a friend of mine today, and there were lions and tigers and Superman and Spider-Man and fairy princesses and Yodas, and it was really fun. It's and you know, 86th Street, they give away food. When I was a kid, they didn't do that. You know, there was, I mean, you know, the stores gave away the food. So they're all stopping in the candy stores and the cupcake stores and getting free food. So I was very impressed.
That's nice. Out here, the police station gives away free candy.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is very sweet. Yeah, I try to, the one day to try to get on good terms with the kids.
Yeah.
And I figured with Venus directly opposed Uranus today that some of the costumes would be really pretty astounding.
Yes.
And it is lovely to see some of them that there. With the moon in Leo tonight, Venus has just retrograded back into Scorpio, but right before it did this morning, it opposed Uranus, and that was good for some, that people were ready to act out after a really tough, rather gruesome month, and to bring a playfulness back, which, even if it's just taking a deep breath between times, is helpful.
Yeah, that moon Uranus was pretty big. People were really feeling like, what are we doing now? What's going on here?
Yeah, so many people's lives changed.
Yeah, it's definitely that kind of energy, you know, where we're just like, wow, it's changing again? Really? I thought I was done with all this stuff. And it's like, no, not yet, not yet at all. So it's definitely got a whole different quality to it. Yeah. So, and we also have next week elections, and we have a nice big, you wrote on the thing, the nice big juicy full moon that's going to be coming, which is all to the good, and kind of kicks our little butt, for lack of a better word.
That's the new moon that's happening right on election day? It is. It's going to be a doozy. And I wish that the election was happened after the new moon, but it's right before the new moon in Scorpio. So we've got it in the dark of the moon. People will tend to respond to what has happened, not what will happen. It's still a reactive full moon, though Venus has retrograded back into Libra, which I think will help. You know, we're still feeling that the intensity of these transits, and Mercury is just about to go into Sagittarius, which I think will also be a blast of truth speaking in the last week before the elections. But I don't think that, you know, the ship doesn't really, this week, Brazil just elected a truly awful fascist who has gone to the political campuses and, you know, rounded up, closed down classes on political diversity and rounded up a lot of information saying it was propaganda and burnt it. And so we're heading into a really heavy fascist state down in Brazil. And in somewhere in Africa, the government has just announced they're going to round up gay people. So until that Saturn-Pluto conjunction in 2020, I think we're going to see this increase in strong arms. And hopefully we might get a break on that slows down that process here after these elections. But I don't see it improving until after that. What do you say?
Yeah, well, I'm a little more optimistic on it in the sense of I just noticed this last week, everybody kind of going, okay, let's be a little kinder, gentler. Let's be a little more focused on what we're trying to create. I do agree, you know, those are, when they're left unconscious, those energies can be really, really hard with the Saturn-Pluto. And it definitely, you know, it's also finishing up the cycle that began in 38 years ago with Reagan.
In 1982.
In 82 when Saturn and Pluto met in Libra. And that's really when we started privatizing everything and saying, okay, let's take the government, let's take the phone company, let's take all these things that were public utilities that were built with taxpayer dollars or assisted with taxpayer dollars, you know, in the case of, like, wiring the country, speaking as having just gotten my phone back, where we wired all of rural America. We built roads. We built all this infrastructure stuff. And then we started saying, okay, now privatize it. The electric companies are private. These are private. So that whole shift of the wealth from the public sector to the private sector was accomplished. You know, Saturn and Libra, we partnered, maybe not the way we want to. So now as Saturn and Pluto come together, government and corporations, as we're looking at them, are undergoing major change. And I think Pluto in Capricorn is going to really kick some butt because it's going to say power unabated is a bad thing. And so, yes, I think we're going to have a dark time, but I'm a little more optimistic because I look at that closing aspect of Saturn coming to Pluto where people look and they go, okay, well, how do I get there? You know, and what is my work in this? So I'm kind of looking on an individual level, you know, on a collective level, you know, but it also is as people hopefully become more conscious and more educated, it'll help because it's very difficult if you're not paying attention, you know, to whatever the right word for it is. So, you know, so I'm a little more optimistic, and I keep, you know, in my mind, I keep going, okay, all the countries that have had a Pluto return already, Brazil, you know, going through one, but England and Ireland and the British Empire, the Dutch, they ruled the seas, Spanish, the Ottoman Empire, the Roman Empire, the Egyptians, the dynasties in China, you know, they were 250 years long. You know, the one, the last one, it still has the coins from the last, and it was, it did result in a new government and a new structure. So I do think we'll have major changes in the structure of the government. At the very least, you know, with Trump announcing just yesterday that he wanted to take away, if you're born here, you're a citizen. And I'm kind of like, okay, long-range implications of that. Everybody has to re-register when they're born. You know, what's the, I mean, it's just some of the stuff you kind of go, really? But I think it's all of us, it's on all of us to be as conscious as possible, and that will help it. But I do agree it can be, you know, if you're burning the books and you're burning the stuff and you have guns. But I think that also, you know, revolutions have happened because people have said, no, this is not how it's supposed to be. So so I think we all need to get the Power Book by Robert Greene and start practicing the techniques in that, which is what I suggest to anybody when they're having a Pluto transit. Get that book, look at the techniques, this is what they do, and then when you see it being done, go, no, you can't do that, you know. So,
excellent.
Yeah. So, and I had a moment of happiness, for lack of a better word, last week. Barack Obama came out swinging. And
oh, wasn't
I guess
that beautiful?
He needed a bomb sent to him, but it got him riled up, you know. Because the other part of it is we have to say, okay, we're not going to do this. And if I just keep saying to CNN, like, he calls you fake news, stop covering him. That's really the fake news, covering him and him picking on you. It's like an abusive relationship. You know, just say, we're just not going to cover you. And bye-bye. You know, don't give him all this free publicity. That's, then it would be, yeah, then it's really fake news because we're not covering him. You know what I mean? Like, I just,
They don't quite understand the narcissistic wound that it doesn't matter what you feed it with as long as you feed it.
As long as you feed it, right.
Right, and that, you know, the only way to take power back from the kind of that narcissistic pathology is to not feed it. not pay attention.
Not feed it at all. Just ignore it.
Like hold the edges
of it. Turn off the light, close the door, put it in its room in a quiet space. I think the other part I'm looking forward to next week is we have, I'm calling it the big shift. We have four major shifts. We have that new moon, juicy in Scorpio, on the world point. And then this week, Venus goes, she's retrograde, but she's in Libra. And she's forming an aspect with this big T-square we have up there with Uranus and the nodes of fate. And so every time that's been in fixed signs this last month, it's going to be in cardinal signs for 2 months, November, December, and part of January, because the nodes don't move very fast in January, or when they're in the eclipses. So at any rate, Uranus is going to go backwards into Aries, firing up stuff and asking us to finish up stuff from last spring and finish up what we've been working on for the last 8 years since 2010. And the nodes are going to go into Cancer, Capricorn. They haven't been there in 19 years. And they're going to be rolling through that story, helping us get conscious. And then we also are having Jupiter change signs, and he's going into one of his favorite signs, Sagittarius. So he's going to come along to kind of make everybody happy. So I'm kind of thinking, you know, we're all going to feel much different next week once all these changes take place. Good, bad, or indifferent, regardless of what the elections are, outcomes are, people are going to walk away going, okay, I'm going to go nurture and grow this, Cancer, North Node. I'm going to make these changes, Uranus and Fire, and Jupiter and Sag, this is what I believe in. This is my truth, and I'm going to go speak for it. And then Venus fills out the bottom of it. And she's retrograde, so she's asking us to reevaluate what we're doing and then to give us permission to move forward. So I'm excited about the upcoming, I keep calling it, the big shift is coming. It's going to go faster because it's cardinal signs, but it's a T-square. T-squares make you take action, and they always say to you, you're going, which way are you going? You're going towards, and this one's going to be really clear, are you going towards fear, Capricorn, or are you going towards the light and what helps you grow? Afraid or you're growing? Afraid or you're growing? So this last year and a half, I've been saying, what's your vision? What's your vision? What do you love? What do you love? Getting you to go to the North Node. And sometimes it's hard to go towards what we love because we're afraid. But now it's going to be, what do you want to grow versus what are you afraid of? You want to grow the fear? Give it more time. You want to grow the love? Give it more time. You want to grow the abundance? Give it more love. You know, it's really an opportunity for each of us to step up and commit to what it is we want to grow in our lives. Or shrink. I mean, like I'm trying to grow a healthier body, which requires me to shrink it a little bit with the food, which is okay. But it's growing in health, you know.
Right, growing in health.
Right, so growing in health. So it's like you can frame it. I remember a while back I was talking to I was listening to a lecture by this really wonderful astrologer who I haven't heard from in a while, but she was saying, you know, someone had called her and they were looking to do something, you know, and they were worried because the moon wasn't in the right direction or the planets. And she said, no, what you do is you find a frame for it and you frame it that you're trying to do this. And how does that planet support you doing it? Right.
Exactly.
And it was really helpful.
That's a beautiful example to talk to people. That astrology is not built to restrict you, to hold you back. It's like, how do we do it? Not whether or not to do it. That's a powerful way to use this.
Yeah, and it was really helpful. So, you know, the person was like, well, I can't start my diet because it's, you know, it's whatever the moon. She's no. You know, like the moon going this way means you change this. You know, it was really interesting because it was like use the astrology to support your goals rather than to say, oh, well, you know, I'm having this and I can't do it then. You know,
well, that's the other way of don't use your astrology to support your dysfunction.
Yes.
You know, when I hear it go, the excuses of, and in Santa Fe it would be even worse, we'd hear like, oh, my guides won't let me do that. And I was like, no, I think it's your fear, not, you know, I think it's your ego issues. I think it's your fear. Sure. I think it's your neuroses. I don't think it's your guides.
Yeah.
And you can use astrology to justify anything, but that's not a healthy use of it. That's not what it's built for, and then in the long run, really just makes astrology look bad.
Well, it does, because people go, oh, you know, I'm having bad transits, so I can't do anything. And I'm like, no, the bad transits are there to teach you something. One of my favorite guys, Ken Kimball, used to say to me, I always look to see what the universe was trying to teach me. with the transit. And I thought, well, that's an interesting way to phrase it. What's the teaching? And how do
right.
we work with that in a way that makes it go go forward, you know? So it's cool. Sounds like a plan.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So big week ahead. Everybody get ready. Rock and roll. You know, and if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, it is a lot of energy. And also, there's been a few people that have, you know, checked in that they're ready to jump off a bridge or do something like that. So reach out to the folks you know that are having a hard time, because
right.
this is an important time, because everybody can feel very frayed when the energy is this unstable and this changing. Because those are big cycles,
and
a new 8-year cycle, a new 19-year
right.
cycle, a new 12-year cycle. They're big, and they're emotionally packed, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it's also people that have a lot, the aspects and this time of year have, a lot of people have left.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, two friends have gone, and I've got another two that are circling the portal, and they're not supporting the families that are supporting that. And that it's been really tricky for some people. So to check in with them, help them through this time. You know, that while Venus is retrograde, their hearts are still very full of what was. So it takes some time to sort through that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some, we got an email, and we have a couple of people on the line looking for questions.
Okay.
I want to first start off with a woman born November 4th, 1985 at 8:09 a.m.
Well, slower, Heather. You're going fast
Sorry.
For me. All right.
November 4th.
November 4th, 1989. Yep. Mm-hmm.
85.
Oh, 19. November 4th, 1985. Okay.
Right. At 8:09. You heard the 9. A.M.
I heard the 9. A.M. Mm-hmm.
In Media, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And what's the question?
She has just moved back to America a few months, last spring, from Europe after living there for 10 years and for work, but has not been able to find any work and just does not feel at home and doesn't know what to do. And should she go back to Europe? And what should she do? And she's a moon in Cancer, so her home means so much to her. And I suspect that the beginning of this move happened when Uranus was at 26 Aries, squaring her moon, and she hasn't really felt settled since. Now, Uranus is retrograding back within 2 degrees of her moon, though it's not coming back to her moon, and I don't think she's going to be settled for a little while longer. Her progressed moon is at 13 Libra, and her in about 5 months will square Pluto. I think after that, everything begins to settle down. But I don't see it settling easily within the next few months, even if she was in paradise.
Right. Yeah, and I would say she's also having Jupiter with the chart. She's got Saturn on the ascendant, so she's having Jupiter to Saturn, which is a good thing because it's starting a new 12-year cycle. So that's in a couple of days, and that then says, okay, let's go. And then you're going to have Jupiter going into your first.
Big
and
help.
He has to get through the end of November till he gets off your Saturn. Your progressed Saturn at 2. But then it gets easier. And then the other piece is your progressed Sun's coming to Uranus. So it's looking for something a little maybe outside of the box. And then we also just had a Venus star point, Sun-Venus conjunction on your Pluto at 9 in the 11th house of hopes and dreams. And it's kind of saying, okay, so what's the new hope and dream? And if you think back to November in 4-year chunks, like November of 14, November of 10, November of 6, November of 2002. Each of those years were new cycles for you around how you were valued and what was important to you and what your hopes and dreams were. And with Pluto on the South Node, you always have to reinvent yourself. And a lot of times with Scorpio rising folks, they lose, they give up, they let go of, they release stuff. And then they get a new chapter. The other thing is your progressed Mercury is retrograde right on your Saturn. So you're running a little depressed. And Mercury rules your career, and it co-rules your seventh house in Media, Pennsylvania, assuming you're living there, or if you're living anywhere on the East Coast. So once that energy gets activated, that'll help, because Jupiter's coming to your Mercury, the ruler. So look maybe for contact old people you worked with before Mercury retrograde, or maybe look back at some earlier profession that you did that you liked. And then I think once Saturn gets off of your Neptune, your progressed Neptune also, you'll stop feeling so like you're adrift. There's stuff going on. This is the kind of transit when someone comes to me, I go, you got to kind of think it's the middle of winter and your seeds are cooking under the ground, but you can't really see them because there's snow there.
Right.
And I know when you're afraid, when you're not working, it can make you a little fearful. But it does look like with the progressed moon coming into your 11th house and coming to your progressed midheaven in the next couple of months, you should find something. And Christmas is often a time when people don't hire. We enter that period right around Thanksgiving where everybody kind of slows down. And Venus clears her shadow for you. She's retrograde in your 12th. So I would maybe do some temp work or do something that brings some money in so you're busy, because that'll help. And then really once January comes, I think you're up and running and all the blockages that are kind of in place clear.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Heather?
That looks good. I think you're absolutely right.
Okay. That's nice. I always like being right. No, it's hard. It is. But also, you know, just recognize.
I think that she won't believe how different her life is going to be in a year.
Yeah. But she's right now in the doldrums. Yeah.
Right. And she would be even if she was back in Europe. So,
whether
or not she wants to go back to Europe is another piece entirely, but to really take a break now and take care of some old emotional business, and it feels like there's so much cleanup and healing that's going on and finding her hope underneath everything that she needs to do wherever she goes.
Don't you find sometimes when we're on these kind of cosmic pause timeouts from the universe that we really are on them because there's so much else we're doing internally that we really don't have the bandwidth to do the work? Sometimes I find it's a sick relative. You have to take care of a family member. You lose a job, and then you're taking care of your mom or your dad. But other times it's just you're just doing a lot of clearing of your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when
you're
doing that, you know, with progressed Mercury on her Saturn, it's really back to what was going on when you were 28 and a half and 29, and what is that story, and how do you want to work with it in a new way, right? Because that's when your Saturn and your Mercury are all kind of combining. So, you know, kind of a tour through memory lane can help. But I do find when we're becalmed like this, it's because there's other things we're supposed to be working on.
Right.
Snow on the field. The seeds are in there. They're happy. They're waiting. They're just waiting for a little sunlight and a little warmth, and then they're going to bloom. So,
Uranus is coming up to her north node. There's a lot of positive stuff coming, you know, even, as you said, even this week as Jupiter and Mercury really work into the first house, it'll be a deep breath. It won't be over. The problems aren't over, but it will be able to take a deep breath, which is excellent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go on to the next person. Who do you have on the caller list there?
Let me hook up. I don't. So we will click on 202-281, the longest holder of the pile. Hi, 202-281. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hey, ladies. If you don't have any more pressing calls, because I called a few weeks ago, I would like to check out a gentleman. I've had some heavy times, and I'm feeling a little lighter, thank God.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you're feeling lighter. And when were you born, and what was your gentleman friend?
Yes. So I was born on March 5th, 1980.
Mm-hmm.
In Philadelphia, PA.
Okay.
At 1:29 a.m.
Lovely.
I'm a gentle dude.
Yes.
I was born on July 7th.
Mm-hmm.
1972.
Time?
No time. I just know it was New York, New York.
Okay. And your question is, you've just met this gentle dude and you're wondering what's up. Is that correct?
Yeah, I know him from before through work. Yeah, and he asked me out to pick my brain once or twice, and I can't really.
Supposedly.
Yeah, it feels a little formal, but not. So I'm just like, I don't know. My men taste, my men thing is off, so.
Okay. I just want to confirm the year, March 5th, 19, what year again?
80.
For you? 80, okay.
80, yeah. Your son and his son are exactly trine. Both are at 15 degrees of water signs. And his son is right on your Juno, the asteroid of relationship and partnering and questioning about
marriage.
Whether or not you have to give up your work for a partnership. Yeah. So there's the trouble will be that it can feel like there's so much chemistry between the two of you, and your moon is in Libra and his is in Gemini, though either ends of the sign. There's, you know, such intensity between the two of you that it can feel a little hard to be relaxed and casual with each other. You know,
maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
It's like we could mate. Oh my God! So let's be a little awkward and formal with each other. his moon squares your Mars, and Cancer men don't like to take risk. Anyway, they're just really emotionally risk averse. Though he does have Mercury Mars conjunct in Leo, he needs a lot of reassurance that it's safe to move forward. But his Mars, his Leo planets to your Venus and Aries looks lovely. And so there's a lot of connection between the two of the chart. You're slightly more practical with your Mars-Jupiter conjunction in Virgo. I don't think you would think of yourself as more practical than most people, but I think you might be more practical than him. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's practical in a theoretical sense. It's Virgo, you know. I would say it looks like there's a lot of connection, but take your time with it and let it be formal. Just give him subtle, if you are interested, give him subtle signals that you're interested in, because he's going to need a fair amount of reassurance.
Good to know.
He has a Venus-Saturn conjunction. Yeah, he's a Venus-Saturn conjunction. So he really doesn't read signals particularly well, right?
Right.
And his Venus is in Gemini and it's retrograde. So you actually kind of with this guy, you need to say, you know, I think you're really cute. You're really funny. And that is not something that you're necessarily going to feel comfortable doing because your Mercury's in Pisces and you're kind of shy. So, you know, with this kind of thing, I always say laugh a lot, smile and laugh, because that's an opening entry. And then touch them. You know, touch his stomach, touch his hands, you know, rub his head if you can get near it with his Mars on the Mercury. No, I mean, it really, he responds to touch, but he really doesn't quite know how to read signal. He's not good with girls is what we would say about this one. And that's okay. You know, that kind can be the best kind. Once he's comfortable, then, you know, good to go. And the eclipses are coming. They're right on his sun and your Juno. So let's see what happens in January if there's like a little force of nature that pushes you together and says, hey, how about a kiss? You know, so I would laugh. I would, you know, be very chatty with him because that's a way he can connect pretty well. But he does get a little tongue-tied when he's nervous. And he does have a Venus-Saturn, so he does not he's not smooth, you know.
Right, and, there was some emotional event in his very early years that made it hard for him to trust.
Yeah.
So it just being there, being, you know, if you say you're going to be there at 6, be there at 6 or call him and let him know otherwise. Just have a certain sense of predictability that's not boring but that's reassuring. You know, that you mean what you say what you mean, and it just let propinquity, like just spend time around each other and see what happens.
There's a very cute episode on The View with Lin-Manuel Miranda where he's talking about meeting his wife and, you know, his moves and not being particularly smooth, and that his, you know, she said, you want to go out for ice cream, and his friend goes, you out for ice cream with her? Not going to happen. And Lin's like, I'm going out for ice cream with her. right? You know, it's a very cute episode. He's a little like that. Once he warms up, easy to be with, very fun, good guy. But until he's comfortable, you know, and then he's like a whole different person. So that part, and him asking your advice is a really good sign. That means he really values how you think. So that's good. So I say full steam ahead, have fun. But you got to give him really clear signals that you think he's cute.
Okay. I have to see if I warm up to him. He's right now I can't see past the Saturn. It's almost like a fatherly thing, but there's a there's a curiosity there.
Right. Yeah, that fatherly thing is what is his safe mode.
Yeah, fatherly thing is his safe mode. That's when he's doing Big Daddy. Underneath Big Daddy, every Cancer has a little boy. So you want to go look for the little boy and play with that one. And then you're going to go, oh, there's the little boy. He's somebody I can play with. Okay.
Yeah.
He's between 5 and 11 is his little boy. But, yeah, you're going to run into Big Daddy when he's trying to be when he's trying to be in control. Saturn, you know.
Right. Oy. All right, cool. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome. Have
I'll
a great one.
Keep you posted.
Well, keep us in the loop. All right, the British lady said we're finished. We're off to the next week.
Everybody have
a
wonderful evening. Mm-hmm.
Remember to vote next Tuesday or sooner if your state allows it. Yeah.
Everybody take care and remember that we have new beginnings coming, whether or not it's through this election. It will be catalyzed by this election. Take care.
And also, you're getting new beginnings in your chart, so that means endings this week, next week. So just kind of watch for those two and be gentle with yourself and everybody else because they're having the same transits we are. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye, Heather. Big hugs. Bye.
Big hug to you.